Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the 2019 ordination preparation weekly meeting. It is June 13th, and we are excited about the time growing near and all that the Lord has for us in store for us. You are well into your preparation for paperwork, should be coming down to an end. You're on the line. I'm going to put everybody live. If you have any questions or comments or concerns or any information you would like, just let us know. Chime right in. We're putting everybody on. Trying to, anyway. You seem to be having a. Odd happenings here on our on our station, but if you hear me loud and clear, let me know, and we will get started. We give everybody a couple of minutes to get online. I'll make sure you have your pencils and paper, your questions ready. If in the process of answering your and defending your faith, you had questions about something, now's the time to share those. All right. Amen. So, any comments about your process so far while we wait for the others to come online?
Good evening, Overseer. This is Cheryl. You have a question about our process. I got a question about the defender faith. Now, the question that is says, scripturally, defend your faith. Am I going to take that question as if someone is asking me something and I'm going to answer it, starting from where I would scripturally say, according to, you know what I'm saying, Romans 3:23, and then go through how I would defend my faith, or I'm just going to say this is how it would look if I were to defend my faith.
Okay, now, which question is that? So,
I don't have the paper near me, but that's the one last one I got left.
Okay, on your turn. What? Okay, do you share your faith with others? Do you operate in a spiritual gift? What area of ministry are you called to serve? Right? Do you know the season? How would people describe you as a Christian? Have you been through a complete disciple? How much? Because you were, the way you termed it, I wasn't really sure which question it's relating to. But share the question one more time.
The one that says scripturally, scripturally defend your faith. Would I start off with saying this is how I would, or am I basing it like someone is asking me a question about, you know, my faith?
Yes. You would just use scripture. Don't use what you think, what you feel, you know, but use scripture. This is how the scriptures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what the scripture says about what you believe.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
That's a good question. Very, very good question. Absolutely. Anybody else? Let me get everybody on the speaker here. So how's it going? Because I don't have everybody I won't say anybody. I don't have everybody's paperwork.
This is Elder Arlette, and I just want to briefly share real quick that I am enjoying the process of engaging once again in working with the ministry of the Holy Spirit as we create things, create might not be a good word, but recreate or modify, edit. But I am enjoying being engaged again. So I just want to share that. You had asked, you know, how the process is going, and I'm enjoying the process. I believe it is good for us as saints to use our gifts. And when we don't, we will lose them. So I'm enjoying getting back in the groove. I'm enjoying it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And, you know, this is a time of encouraging one another and sharing the journey so we can be encouraged. So we've waited our little 5 minutes, so we're going to have our opening prayer, and the individuals that are assigned the prayer time, floor is open to you. Amen. And take your phones off you. Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you. Thank you for this wonderful season and this exciting time to continue to grow. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives individually and collectively. We are excited about the process. We look forward to the promise within the process. And thank you for all that you are doing in each and every individual life that is represented on this phone and represented in this process. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophet. And Prophet will come back to us with his presentation out of our prophetic word for this year and that which he wants to share with us about it after we get the announcement from Elder Sharita, keeping us on task.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. So for candidates, just wanted to remind you that on this coming Saturday, June 15th, that your relational intimacy questionnaire form and your emotional status form is due. And we will be sending out a reminder email about that as well. And then on June 30th, your defenders, of the faith questions is due. And then just a quick reminder to the accountability partners, if you haven't begun already submitting the 5 questions for your candidates for their examination, you do want to begin to turn those in, as well as keeping up with your assessment forms, your monthly assessment forms for your candidate, turning those in to overseer as well. And then for everyone, the upcoming AEN conference, we're just encouraging everyone to please register, please get your registration forms back in completed, please get your payments in. The conference fee is $65 per person, and that does include a complimentary banquet ticket. And then for additional banquet tickets, they are $35 per person. And then also just asking everyone to begin, if you haven't already, to book your hotel room. You will need a credit card, but it will not be charged. But you do want to begin reserving your rooms now. And the conference, again, is going to be held Thursday, August 15, 2019, through Sunday, August 18, 2019, at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Loudoun, Naperville, at 3003 Corporate West Drive, Loudoun, Illinois, 60532. And this year's theme is Momentum, Manifestation, Maturation, and Miracles, coming from Luke 6 and 38. And then on June 20th, we're going to have a presentation by Sister Cheryl Lousbury on the Mountain of Media, and then we're also going to take a closer look at the Word Prayer Watch. And that's all I have.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder and Prophet. And I would like to remind people as well, we will be giving you invitations so that you can pass it out to those that you want to come to your weekend. Now, the invitation is available to everybody for the entire conference. They are all invited to the entire conference, and Elder just shared with us the cost. If your guests only want to come on the day of your ordination service is free. It will be that Saturday. We'll give you more information. Will be on your invitations as to the time. We already know the place is at the hotel that you will be in the conference at, and your guests can come to that free of charge, as many as want. There's no limit to the people that you can invite to your ordination. For the banquet, they're invited to stay and enjoy the banquet, which will finalize your presentation of your ordination, consecration, elevation. And at that time, they would need to have either purchased a conference registration, and they would have a free ticket, or they can purchase a ticket. Now, there is going to be a deadline for purchasing the tickets for the banquet. Again, everything has to be prepared for. This is all about preparation. And in order to properly prepare, we need to know, first of all, who all is coming in order to even get the logistics of your ordination. And so there will be a deadline for the single tickets. It may be that they can buy tickets at the door, but that is not guaranteed, because if all of the spaces have been taken, there won't be any availability for at the door purchasing of tickets. So you want to plan ahead. You want to share with your families and friends and all your guests, and you want to make sure that they are aware. And it's such a wonderful celebratory time after your vestments and the time between where you're taking pictures, and then the time of marching in for the banquet, and just having that final stage of your celebration elevation take place with your friends and family. They need to purchase a ticket for the banquet, okay? And that ticket is $35. And if there's any special need as it relates to their dietary needs, they need to let us know at the close of registration for the banquet. So it will be sometime between the end of July and the 1st of August. Okay? So if you have any more questions, you know, feel free to ask. There'll be information continually giving, you know, on our weekly calls, but the invitations will be in your hands by July 1st, okay? And they will be electronically sent to you. And so if you need them any other way, then you need to make arrangements by calling me at 7630-701-4303. All right, so, excuse me, moving right along, we got a lot we want to cover today. We have some presentations today after Prophet gives us his weekly insight as it relates to your prophetic word. Then those that are presenting today can come forth. So, Prophet.
Good evening. Well, good information. Good evening. Exciting times, and just, it is ditto to what Elder Arlette said earlier. It is an amazing and wonderful time to re-engage and to just fill a part. But when we look at the 2019 year candidate prophetic declaration, we do want to look at two words from that declaration. We'll look at the word umbrella and the word surrender as we continue to grow through this process. So the word umbrella in its simplest form is defined as a canopy or something used as protection against. And so I want to point that out because I do know that oftentimes this kind of yes does come with doesn't come without a warfare. And so the fact that God has declared that you are under a protection, you are under a protection against. And we can fill in the dot. So whether it's the inner me, the enemy that speaks to you and say you're not good enough, you don't measure up, you don't sound like, it doesn't feel like, or whether it is the enemy who just flat out gives us the only truth he knows, which is lies, and put them within our heart. But I want our comfort to be found in the prophetic declaration that simply says you're under a protection against. And that protection looks like a governmental, a kind of anointing that rules and legislate and set the standard and the platform. And so as you are going through this elevation process, know that you are protected against, and that God, according to Isaiah, is before you and behind you all at the same time. He goes before you to make crooked paths straight, but he is also your rear guard. And so I'm excited to know as you are going through this process, he is there with you. And then the word surrender. Actually, Wikipedia gives this very powerful insight. And so let's just read what Wikipedia says about what does it mean to surrender spiritually. It says to surrender in spirituality and religion means that a believer completely gives up his own will and subject his thoughts, ideas, and deeds to the will and teaching of a higher power. It may also be contrast with submission. Surrender is willful acceptance and yielding to a dominating force that is greater than you. So I just thought that that was pretty cool as we are going through this time. The last part of that word says surrender all. And so let's go in it knowing that we completely give up our own will, our own subject, our own thoughts, our own ideas, and our own deeds to, and I like what it said. It didn't just identify the higher power. What it identified was the teaching of. And I often hear overseer it's almost indirect, but she always talks about us surrendering to the teaching and how important it is. And so I thought that that was very prophetic insight from the perspective that it's easy to say, God, I surrender to you. But what I'm gleaning from this particular definition is surrender is also yielding to the teaching from. And I believe that there is some very powerful things that has come from you, the candidates. There are some very powerful things that comes from Labors for Christ. There are some very profound things that come out of the teaching of our apostle, and that made surrendering very much even more engaging for me, that one of the ways that we surrender to God is by surrendering to the teaching that he has umbrella governmental placed us under. And I believe that that is how we're going to continue to grow. And so I encourage the 2019 candidates, as we even said a couple of weeks ago, that you all have entered into a revelation that a lot of people who went before you had not known. So with every revelation, there comes this greater inspiration. And as you are inspired, you receive even more of God's heart and mind. And so as you are preparing, as you are under this protection against, and as you are yielding your thoughts, ideas, stop trying to figure out how it's going to look. Just surrender to the teaching willfully. And as you are yielding, that force, that the Holy Spirit who is greater than you will and is guiding you, protecting you, and keeping you, and will perform every word that he has spoken.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. And we
want
you, what a blessing, continue in that vein of wonderful words that individuals ask. You know, we ask you, send me words that we may be saying and may be a part of the conversation on the phones and in your paperwork that you're really not that clear of, or you want clarity on, or you want to understand how it is practically involved in your own life. And so a couple of the words that were brought to us from last week, we're going to look at those, and we will do that after we get the presentation from our presenter for the night. And so the accountability partners, you are at liberty now to introduce to us our presenter for this evening. So, Minister Cynthia and Pastor Bethel.
Okay, this is Minister Cynthia. It is my pleasure to introduce Minister LaTanya Sanders. She attends LFC Ministry. She has been a part of the praise and worship team there. She is a strong spiritual support to her children. Her passion is to travel abroad and spread the word of God and be able to speak the language of the land without the need of an interpreter. I find her to be faithful to her process and action and words so that God can get the glory in every situation. Today she will present Memento, and let's be enlightened.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Bethel.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Pastor Bethel. I'm just introducing candidate minister LaTanya Sanders. I'm just adding to what Minister Cynthia was saying. I personally have had the pleasure, and I didn't even realize it until recently, that I've known LaTanya for, if not all of my life, most of it, just growing up together in the same place, but more intimately, I would say probably the last 10 years or so. Definitely know her to be a woman of faith, intercessor, mother of three, grandmother who is the prize and the joy of her life. She enjoys and loves her family, and she enjoys and loves ministry and God and listening to God, one that has an ear for what God is saying in this season. And I am excited about her process, about her journey, about her transitioning, also about her surrendering, as I was listening to Prophet speak, and just seeing her level of surrender grow from when I met her, and even more so when we became, even closer a few years ago up until this point, and that her resistance to God has lessened and is not even an issue anymore. So I'm just excited about her, yes, and I just encourage her to keep it and to strive and move forward. So get ready to hear about Momentum Forum from Minister LaTanya Sanders.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. My scripture is Psalms 139 and 15. I'm going to read it out of the Study Bible and out of the Message Bible. The Study Bible says, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the Lord's parts of the earth." The Message Bible said, "You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something." And I'm going to talk about momentum tonight. Momentum is simply mass in motion. When I looked up the word, it meant the quantity of motion of a moving body measured as a product of its mass and velocity. The impetus gained by a moving object. Overseer, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I just spilled water. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So it's the impetus gained by a moving object. An example of that was the vehicle gained momentum as the road dipped. Vehicle was an important word because a few weeks ago I spoke with Apostle about something concerning my person and emotions, and she said that I am a transporter. Of course, I had to look that up, and it said that a transporter is a person or thing that transports something. A large vehicle, there goes that word again, used to carry heavy objects. This made me think about something that Overseer says a lot, which is God has been moving you in the direction of gifts and calling all along. This journey didn't just start with my yes to this current elevation process. So I began to look over the past year, and I can see how things have been lining up and channeling me in this direction all along. I have always been meant to carry whatever load God sees fit. It's what I was created for. Oftentimes, the load felt like a burden, but it was in those times that although movement was still happening, it was mostly just my natural movement, and I didn't depend on God. And God's movement, God's moving through and concerning me is the only way to get the right velocity. We know this from Zechariah 4 and 6, not by my might nor by my power, but by his spirit. The Holy Spirit showed me a vision of David fighting Goliath, how this looked. And it, as David ran and as he gained momentum, he was able to propel his smooth stone at Goliath. And God's power gave it the precision and force it needed to accomplish the job that David was sent to do. So when we submit to the Father, he will cause us to hit our target every time with purposeful and precise momentum. And that's what I have for today.
Amen. Thank you very much. Insight and insight from our individuals. Any questions, comments you have for her?
I just want to say great job.
Amen. Amen. Spiritually applying that which is in the word to a word that's in your life now. That's a very powerful thing to do. And I do want to encourage everyone. These presentations are specific to each individual that's been assigned to them, but it is everybody's task to do this with each one of these things. So though there's someone that will do it publicly over, you know, the class should have done it privately on their own. And so there should be some things that you received as you were studying and as you were doing the work or the assignment that is new and fresh as well, that you have a liberty to share with us of any of the topics that have been presented to the class. And so we want to remember that this is not just somebody else's Thursday or they're presenting, but what they're presenting you should have studied already. And I know that God will give each one of you insight and revelation from this, because it's for each one of us, and not just our candidates, but it's to those who have committed to this class of 2019, which is a prophet and elder shared. It's an awesome privilege, and it's very exciting. It's watching God move, knowing that we've been invited to join him in the plan that he has, and then allowing us to see those he's chosen and he has picked out for elevation and for advancement. He said he would exalt those that he has chosen to be the word bearer. And the reason this is all happening, and this is where we will transition into our mountain information for this evening, this is why, and this the Archbishop will share with us just the foundation of why we should get excited about this thing. This is the thing spoken of in Revelation. This is the fulfillment of that which started with Moses bringing the children of Israel. So this has been an ongoing strategic a battle, or just a strategic plan. Actually, it started for Moses because it started in the garden after the fall, and God made a promise to us, and he is fulfilling that promise to us. And as he fulfills his promise to us, then in our love for him, we will get back to him what has should have always been his in our lives and in the lives of the people that we are going to minister to. So we will give it open to the Archbishop to share with you just that the heart of the mountain prophecy. Archbishop.
Well, amen. Good evening, everyone. I pray all is well in your neck of the woods. And so I think the foundation of it, of the mountains, once again, the mountains are always the cultural influences that will affect and change the world. I'm sorry. And as Overseer alluded to, I'm sorry, I got light bulbs going out. This is fine. I can't even get a light bulb. Everything just, every electronic just went out. Okay, fine. Let's do it this way then.
All right.
So the scripture is Revelation. Oh, the vacuum is always the place we like.
All right.
Let me read Revelation 5:12. And it says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that is slain, that was slain, to receive power and riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. This scripture is the foundation of where the seven mountains derive. Each one of those in Revelations 5 and 12 are assigned to a particular mountain. So, for example, the mountain of education, it would be wisdom. And the purpose of all of this is once again to be given back to the Father, given back to our Lord. He is worthy to receive it. And our yes indicates to him that we understand the mission, we understand the assignment, and therefore when we enter into these cultural influences, it is to be an influence that we take back, so to speak, what the enemy has perverted, and we give it back to the Father and present it in a way to him that is really acceptable. And so as you look every day, even in 2019, whether it's on the news, social media, you can see a disruption in about everything that we do. The government, education system, a disruption in the family, economics, and therefore there has to be champions that arise. Remember, Christ holds the blueprint, because in Revelations the Bible says that no one was worthy to be able to take the scroll out of God's hand. So God has this blueprint, the scroll of the mysteries to life, what contains at the mountain. And what Christ did was he gave us the keys so that we would be able to go back with force and take back what belongs to him. Whether it looks like in a marketplace, and when we say marketplace, we're saying, what are you doing your job? And so there were pastors who go out on their job, and they may do little homilies for their lunch group or other co-workers. You know, all of that is part of taking back what God desires, being very present and not getting caught up in trying to only build ourselves, but being connected and unified so that we can form an alliance that will be able to move forward with the plans that God has. And all of this makes sense, because when you look at what happened in the garden, two important things that God commanded Adam. He said, and I believe it's in the 15th verse, that God put man in the garden to do two things, to dress it and to keep it, to dress it or labor or to worship or to serve. And that word indicates, when you're saying dress it, it's indicating that you are serving a master and you're serving under, you know, the prophet talks about the umbrella. And so you are serving, and you don't do it because it's a headache. You do it because it's love, and it's not a tedious task. You know, that garden is the sanctuary where we abide, where we get fulfilled. And then he says to keep it, to protect ourselves, to guard those principles, to guard the laws of God, to hide that word within our hearts so that we would not sin against thee. And as a result of sin, because we did not keep the garden, the enemy was able to infiltrate the world with his perversion and his corruption. He was filling the mandate that was actually given to us. He's just fulfilling it in his way. And therefore, God now has raised up champions, especially after what Christ has done, Christ dying, Christ being buried, Christ resurrecting, Christ ascending to sit at the Father, Christ releasing the Holy Spirit, praying to the Father to release the Holy Spirit on this earth within our hearts, not just to be upon us, but to be in us, so that we can do and fulfill every mandate given to him and given to us, rather. And so, you know, that's the mindset, is to be able to not only bless the garden, but to keep it and beautify this world, which is why the earth moans and groans for the manifestations of the sons of God. And so the world is waiting. These mountains or these areas of influence, whether it's the media, whether it's religion, whether it's arts and entertainment, the Celebration Mountain. You know, if you ever get a chance to watch the Olympics and watch how those individuals just compete to get a gold, silver, and just that type of joy that it brings, you know, even those games is a representation of what God desires. Not only to be victors, but to be a reminder to the people of God that, you know what, the race isn't given to the swift, but it's given to the one that endures. Or I buffet this body, or I beat this body, and I bring it under subjection so that I may win the prize. And I'm paraphrasing these scriptures, but that's the whole purpose of it. It's being able to bring ourselves to a place, again, where God rules and we serve and do it with the level of love that will draw all men unto him.
Amen. Amen. So be motivated by being invited to
right.
Join the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Any,
yes.
Yes. Insights? Any comments? Any questions? Oh, this is the most silent group we have ever had. Okay.
Yeah.
But
I hope they will be encouraged
no.
to definitely join in and see themselves as part of this equation.
It's absolutely. And, you know, you are, this is for you, and so you have to put into it yourself. You have to invest in yourself, and you must share. Remember, the whole reason you're here is because God is saying he wants to use you as a vessel for honor for
right.
him, so that may impart life to others. And this is your, this is definitely your platform to step out onto and embrace, because you said your yes. Now embrace it, as Arch was saying, with this joy and excitement, this passion, you know, that really
right.
keeps you from holding still. You know, the prophet said it's just like fire that's just shut up in your bones, or you got to
right.
say something. Okay, or you'll have us who will never stop learning something, because we just keep going on and on and on. But just in the joy of the Lord, in the joy of your process as well. And so there is a strategy to everything God does. The mountains is a part of that strategy. We need to understand our role in that strategy, particularly how
right.
it relates to the anointing that's on our life and the office that we're being elevated into. So we want to look
right.
at the office of minister. You said we would share that this week, the office of minister. And there's many, I would say, types of ministers and different areas of specialty. I'll put it that way. Yes, yes.
Can you say something just before you move on in reference to what our bishop just said?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was saying, could I make a comment based on what
oh, yes.
Archbishop just shared? Yeah, I just wanted to
absolutely.
Say that you know, over the years, especially with the Seven Mountain Prophecy, it's something that I have become familiar with over the last couple of years. And these weekly sessions and explorations, digging deeper in them, have just gone on to solidify, you know, in my head and in my heart. And I'm hoping that some of the other people online, that wherever we are, in whatever places, spots and places we find ourselves in, that there is a need to be used as a vessel, and there is a people group, and there is an adversary that is working against that people group, no matter, you know, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter, you know, what mountain that is, or what culture, or what part of society. And so just in listening and having that parlayed with the prophetic word, it has just been, you know, really rich. And I think that when we, I think you said before, make it personal, you know, because obviously God is relational, that our process doesn't look like necessarily like other processes or processes that we've seen in the past. And Prophet, when he said earlier, the promise in the process, that to me that was really powerful.
Oh, wow.
That no matter what our process is, God is faithful.
So if he has, if there is a calling and we are operating in his will, then we can be assured and work with an expectation, serve with an expectation, minister with an expectation that that promise is going to be fulfilled and manifested, you know, to the glory of God. But anyway, it was, it's just been rich.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? This is your opportunity. Okay, well, yes. Yes.
Hey, Overseer, this is Prophet. I would just want to piggyback on what both Bishop and Elder said, even as relates to, I guess, as Bishop just continued to talk about the mountains and really seeing. So I guess the word I want to use is relevant. So we see ourselves relevant within these seven mountains, or, you know, our apostles preparing us for the eight mountain prophecies. And I think that is the key is we seeing ourselves relevant. We're seeing that we are part of this strategic revelation that exists because of our relevancy. And so it's exciting to know that as God is unveiling it, we were created within it. And so I will continue to, you know, just stir the candidates up to see how relevant and how important that they strategically play in this big picture, in this big revolution of what God is saying. And I think that it's so very, you know, the more that we share, the more that we come together, it makes, go back to even what we said earlier, some of the teaching, the foundations that we've said to make sense. And so one of the words that God said to Laborers for Christ in August, when we read it last week, was that we really were pregnant with a movement, and that there were paternal and maternal parents in our house that was carrying these movements. And so when we see ourselves as part of it, as we see ourselves, I can now see that picture, that word spoken, how it is formulating and how it's coming to pass. And to see that we serve a God who is that in tune with us. I think it was Bishop Jakes that said years ago that the hair on our head are numbered, not counted, because number represents he can identify every strain that we lost and every strain we died. You know, he knows. And so to now be a part of this movement with is happening within these candidates, and being a part of their 9 months helping them to serve as a midwife to give birth, it really is exciting, and it's what keeps that momentum going. Just when you feel like you're almost burned out, it's these kind of conversations, it's hearing this kind of Thursday night that give you that momentum to keep going.
Amen. 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 And it is encouraging. And we want you to be encouraged. Not just be encouraged. Set on fire. It's more than encouragement. You got to get set on fire. This is huge. It is huge. And we have been invited to be a part of it. That's just great. That's just great. But we want to get to at least tell you about the ministers for this week, and that was a part of our agenda, so we want to try to stick to it and be sensitive of the time and answer another question we had last week and give opportunity, actually. Well, we'll see how far we get. We're going to talk about Stephen Minister. That was the question that was asked. And Stephen Ministers, and this is according to Acts 6:1-6. They are individuals who are called to minister. They're licensed and trained with a special emphasis in providing care to people experiencing difficult times in life. One of the greatest organizations as it relates to the Stephen Ministry is an organization in Missouri that has this program where they have an annual training of these ministry individuals to perfect their skills in dealing with people during difficult times. These areas of care include, but they're not limited to, such things as grief, divorce, job loss, chronic or terminal illness or sudden illness, relocations, transitions, our children getting empty nest syndrome, becoming senior citizens, whatever the life-changing event is that kind of rocks the members of a congregation or the member of a congregation that also often has an effect on the rest of the congregation. Well, the Stephen Minister is the one that's like on the front line. They go into on a more one-on-one basis within the local assembly based on the leader's assessment and assigning these ministers to individuals and situations. A Stephen Minister may be asked to perform perhaps even the communion on someone who is bedridden or can't get to church. Stephen ministers may perform those rites when they're permitted and when they include with them a ordained officer. They're often asked to serve and to provide Christ-centered care to people experiencing life crisis. The biblical foundation and characteristic of a Stephen minister can be found, as I said, in Acts 6:1-8, whereas Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, faith, and wisdom, was chosen by the apostles to serve or wait tables and handle the business of the ministry. The ratio of, like I said, it's more of a one-on-one ministry, and it's done generally based on life events and crisis, and they are assigned to those by the governing leadership of their local assembly. And then you have just the in general licensed or ordained minister, individuals who are licensed and or ordained, first have to be licensed, and then as they go forth, they start originally as MITs, which are ministers in training, and then they go to ordained and licensed ministers. They are called the sanctuary serving priests. In other words, ministers serve the servants of God, or rather are priests who serve the servants of God in fulfilling the ordinances that are given to the priests of God in Romans 15:16. In Numbers 3:6, and in Philippians 2:25, and Hebrews 8:2. Ministers are to be found busy with the menial tasks and details of the sanctuary. As these tasks or details are important to the priests of the house, and because it is given to them by God that they serve. What seems menial to man is very close to God's heart, and therefore these duties are to be executed with much precision and care. When a minister takes a ministry public or outside the sanctuary. The minister does so at their own expense, and that is something that they have chosen to then be in charge of. This provides your faith to others, and this proves your faith to others, and it will praise God as a result of it. And that's going outside of the house and being, say, for instance, a minister of music, and you don't just do it at your church, but you go outside of the house, outside of your local assembly. So you have ministers of music, you have ministers of, let's see, my spot list here. Okay. You have worship leaders that are ministers of worship. You have the liturgical minister. Okay. And you have your Stephen ministers, and you have a minister of finance. They're in different areas. They are the skilled individuals in a specific area that the church has a need of. Okay. When I was first ordained a minister, I was a teaching minister. And so there's a lot of different categories and different specialties. Like you could be a doctor, but you could be a podiatrist or a dentist or, you know, all of the other doctors that they are. And so that's what they mean. So to a minister is to attend to the need to take care of, to give aid, and to give service. It is the function, and it is a official of church worship. They are to supply and to give and to afford an opportunity for those that are in leadership to administer their tasks. So they would be not the assistant of, but they would assist a pastor in the things of need around the church. As a Stephen minister, a pastor may not go to everybody's house individually. You may be the minister that they send for, Stephen minister, for the sick, that visits the sick, the intercessory minister. So there are different specialties of minister. And so that is our insight on ministers, and those that are going to be ministers should be giving our scripture, or at least being able to give a scripture of what the Bible standard is for a minister. And so while we wait on one of you to do that, we do want to go into the word. The one word that was brought up was liturgical. I can never say it right. Somebody help me pronounce that, please.
Liturgical.
Thank you. I just got to remember that T. It comes from the Greek word meaning work of the people. And in that, in churches that have liturgical churches, are those where there is participation from everyone. So that's someone that they're dancing there. There's a lot of action that's going on. They are worshiping in a variety of forms. It is a pattern of worship that is used. That's used regularly in general. Okay, it includes part of the pattern of worship. Could be the serving of communion, could be the washing of feet, just a constant action and a constant flow of worship, a variety of worship. Intercessors that are walking around and they're interceding. There is an environment that is full of those pointing to God. So no one is just sitting, listening, and waiting for someone to point to them to do something. Everybody is engaged in pointing the whole service towards the Lord. And some people have that anointing that do it, and they lead that type of worship. A person that is making the flow of the service continuing in. Yes, Apostle. Amen. Amen. And Pastor Apostle is sharing a recommendation for someone to have that ordained land hands laid on for that. And it's a very good one, too. Can I say what it is? But he's saying that that's a person like that is the person of Pastor Marlette Houghton. Lazarus.
Amen.
Marlette Lazarus. Amen to Brother Lazarus.
Yes.
Lazarus. We don't put her back. We give her, they gone. That's it. She can't come back. Lazarus.
Amen. Amen.
So,
I'm
saying amen. And I love you too. And actually, her mentor, Elder Deborah, that's what she is. She's a worship leader. And so
amen.
Those are individuals. That's what the theatrical means. Those that are getting that are entering into the training of that type of anointing. Someone that cannot come in the door without being worshipful. Everything about what they do is focused on the worship. And so that's why sometimes for those that are first coming into that, it's a hard thing, and you don't understand, like, well, you know, what's
the
big
deal?
It is. Hello? What'd you say, Pastor? Marlette?
That unto the Father.
Amen. Oh, that's an elder. Hallelujah. That's another word. Oh, wow. Well, we praise God. So that's what the liturgical means. Hallelujah. All right. It gets me excited about that one. And it is a pattern of worship. And we have to pattern our worship after the word of God. And when we just look at the first tabernacle that God instituted, and all of the areas within those four walls of worship in all the land, that was the only place God was being worshipped on the earth. And he gave them very specific instructions. There were those that did wave offerings. They did all kinds of, all of the offering, all of them coming forth, always it was like a city of activity that was focusing on the God of glory. And that's what the festival means. Okay? So, questions, comments, insights, concerns? Okay, I know we had two more speakers for this evening. We'll open with them next week. Yes.
No, you go ahead, Overseer.
I was going to say it was a very good description of liturgical and explanations of minister, and definitely encourage them to look at the scripture and just begin to, for ministers to see themselves and the importance of taking care of the sanctuary.
Yes, Jesus. Yes. In fact, if you study scripture, you'll find that those that took care of the sanctuary, they didn't have a job. There was nothing else they had to do. So they were given to that. And so they didn't have to plant a seed. They didn't have to herd a cow or anything. Everything was brought to them and given to them to maintain their life because they were ministers to God. And so that's how we have to view this strategy of God, and we have to trust him. He says he's not a God. He doesn't change. Ain't no varying in his ways. The only thing that happens is it's fulfilled more clearly and more powerfully and more perfectly because his son has come. And that's where our promises are steeped in. And if we live in those promises, then nothing can come to where we dwell. Nothing can come. And he said that. And we have to believe those things. He said it, then that's it. There's nothing more. want to encourage our other two speakers for next week. We're going to bring to you your consecration and insight as to what consecration means. Elder Arlette will share. Elder Deborah will share with the ongoing vision of accountability partner that will keep us connected. It's a lot of the ministry of the one another that we need to understand has to be submitted, cemented in our mindset so that the kingdom can be built. Because if it is not, we're still working in patterns and divisions, and that's not what God wants. And so we are excited. We want to be mindful of your time. If there are any questions or concerns or considerations you would like us to ask, any subject that you want to bring to the class in the future, you could just chime in now, let me know, send me a text. If you want to bring the mountain of education, or you want to bring insight from the mountain of family or the mountain of religion, we will do all the mountains, and we'll do them continuously. And eventually, and more, as Elder Deborah has shared, more and more detail will come to understand that this is the strategy of heaven that has been revealed to us. And in that revelation, he says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. We want this knowledge. We want the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened so we understand and we know what this thing is about, and we trust and believe God for it. Amen. So now we will have our closing prayer. If there be no more comments, questions, concerns, insights, inspirations. All right.
Amen. Okay, so Lord, we thank you for allowing this meeting to be productive. We thank you, Lord, for everything that we're on, all the explanations, the insights, the interpretations, all the revelations that we've received. We ask you, Lord, to let it not just go in one ear out the other, let it rest in our hearts and let us remember it and use it, apply it to our lives, not just today, but tomorrow and the day after that and so on. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. We thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen. All right. Good night.